Sales and marketing officer and producer of the Carnival Icebox at NBC Radio, Austin ZJ Powers Kane said they hosted a number of Carnival Icebox programs on air during the Carnival season, which were all very successful. He said they also held a Carnival Icebox program in the yard at NBC Radio for members of the public, and this was also a huge success. Mr. Kane said, "The Carnival Icebox is used as a medium for exposure for SVG's premier festival, and it aims to highlight and showcase all of the Carnival elements."
Thus far, the Carnival Icebox could only be described as phenomenal. We've seen a lot of live performances from various artists, from various genres, and various performing styles from different eras here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We've had the likes of international recording artists, you know, Kevin Little making his pass through. Of course, the Consul General also gave us a feature appearance on the last Carnival Icebox. We've had young upcoming artists taking part in the Carnival Icebox program, from the likes of the Just Bus Camp to JC Productions, aka Spy Out. We had newcomers, and we've also had artists who have been making their names throughout the years. For example, the likes of Daxi, who came back for a second year, and of course we've also had veterans making their appearance on the Carnival Icebox. So to sum it up, one word: phenomenal.
Mr. Kane said this Saturday's Carnival Icebox is expected to be another huge success, as he outlined some of the performers who will entertain members of the public free of cost at NBC Radio's car park.
So the cool down, because it's basically after Vinci Mass, it's after all of the results have come out, it's basically where all of the major Carnival fests have already taken place. So this is the place where you come to basically kick back and reminisce and take in a lot of the vibes that you may not hear a lot throughout the summer and basically throughout the next couple of months leading up to the next Carnival season. The cool down this Saturday, you could expect nothing except the best, you know, when it comes to vibes from the past, recurrent artists, and of course, artists who you need to keep an eye out for in the future. You could expect nothing but the best. We've got the likes of, you know, Fly, Tajo, the current Raga Soca Monarch champ, JR. You've got Third Place winning the Soca Monarch, Kemi. You've got Scorpion with the big tune, Lay Pipe. And, you know, Scorpion has been doing his thing for years. You've got newcomers like Rickane with a nice groovy track called Dingoli, The Experience, Hyper 4000, Chanel McKenzie. You've got the likes of Kenny Montana. You've got Rijon Batiste on Pan. You've got Chuali, Luta, Fire Empress. And, of course, the veteran Posa would be passing through as well.
Mr. Kane said Saturday's program commences at 1 p.m. and he is encouraging members of the public to support the event dubbed Carnival Icebox, the Carnival Cooldown.
I know you would have seen the last one, and those videos would have amassed in excess of 100,000 views. So you know the kind of vibe that was in the yard. It's something that we're looking to recreate or even make it better. We've added components such as extra cameras. We've added a bigger bar. And of course, we're adding lights. And I can't spill the beans just yet, but you need to come because it's guaranteed to be a fully packed package. And of course, that is this Saturday, the 15th of July, inside the NBC Radio parking lot. Everything kickstarts from 1 o'clock p.m. sharp. You just need to come out and experience the Carnival Icebox.
Sales and marketing officer and producer of Carnival Icebox at NBC Radio, Austin ZJ Powers Kane. With today's Carnival update, I am Ricardo Wilson. ¶¶